come, gracious Lord Kripal, beloved, give us your darshan. This is Sanchi's Bhajan on page 92, Au Diala Prabhu Kirupalapiya. Receiving darshan, I will quench my thirst. I sacrifice myself on you. Come and make the soul drink the nectar. We are the suffering ones from ages and ages. We are the unchaste, angry, deceitful, indulgent ones. O beloved, cut our snare of Maya. Now the ship of the world is shaking. Who else can bring it to the shore? Take care of us, the suffering ones. Fill up the jolly of Namdan. Make the dead souls come alive. You yourself protect your souls. Come, Kripal, the Lord of Ajaib. Without you, the souls have fainted away. O beloved, protect the honor of those who are devoted to you. Come, gracious Lord Kripal, beloved, give us your darshan.
O Dayala Prabhu Kirupala Piya Sanu Darshadi Kajao. O Dayala Prabhu Kirupala Piya Sanu Darshadi Kajao. Ake Darshamita Pajabu Java Pare Java Te Goli Java. Ake Darshamita Pajabu Java Pare Java Te Goli Java. Ake Jivanu Amarita Pyala Pia Sanu Darshadi Kajao. O Dayala Prabhu Kirupala Piya Sanu Darshadi Kajao. Asi Janama Janama De Rogi Kami Krodi Kapati Bogi. Asi Janama Janama De Rogi Kami Krodi Kapati Bogi. Sadakata De Maya Jala Piya Sanu Darshadi Kajao. O Dayala Prabhu Kirupa Piya Sanu Darshadi Kajao. Unta dole jagadambera pane lave hara hunakera. Unta dole jagadambera pane lave hara hunakera. Sada dukhiya dara kiyo ke alapiya Sanu Darshadi Kajao. O Dayala Prabhu Kirupala Piya Sanu Darshadi Kajao. Namadana Di Joli Barde Murdaru Hanu Jinda Karde. Namadana Di Joli Marade Murdaru Hanu Jinda Karade. Ruha Apaniya Apa Sambala Piya Sanu Darshadi Kajao. O Dayala Prabhu Kirupala Piya Sanu Darshadi Kajao. Ake Pala Ajaiba Desaya Tere Bhaja Ruha Mora Jaya. Ake Pala Ajaiba Desaya Tere Bhaja Ruha Mora Jaya. Lara Lagia Dila Jia Pala Piya Sanu Darshadi Kajao. O Dayala Prabhu Kirupala Piya Sanu Dada Shadi Kaja O Deyala Prabhu Kirapala Pia Sanu Dada Shadi Kaja.
Come, Kirpal, the Lord of Ajaib. Without you, the souls have fainted away. O beloved, protect the honor of those who are devoted to you. Come, gracious Lord Kirpal, beloved, give us your darshan. And we had another fine meditation retreat yesterday in memory of Sanchi coming here for the first time 40 years ago. And as always, when we have these retreats, I feel like saying thank you to everyone who participated and who did the seva to make it happen. And continuing with our retreats, this is an announcement for the big July retreat coming up in 6 weeks. It'll be a 5-day meditation retreat celebrating Sanchi's life. It'll be held Monday, July 3rd through Friday, July 7th. And as always, you know, sign up at the book table for meals. If you want to stay overnight, please do let us know. And continuing in our reading in the book, In Search of the Gracious One. And Sanchi says, in India, unlike the Western countries, children are not free to choose their own partners. The parents arrange their marriages, and in many cases the boy may not have seen the girl, or the girl the boy. But still they cannot refuse their parents. The time when I was young was such that no son could dare to say no to his parents about marriage. From my youth, my parents urged me to get married, but I had no intention of getting married because right from my childhood, I was aware of that power, the mind, residing within me, which was creating all my problems and confusions. I thought, if I cannot control this thing within me, and I get married to someone, and I have to deal with the power which is residing within that person also, how am I going to do that? Until I can control the power within me, how can I deal with the power within someone else? When my parents told me about marriage, I told them, no, I don't want to get married to any woman. I used to say that the person with whom I have to get married would come to me by himself. They said, no, how is that possible? How can you get married to a male? You have to marry some woman. I used to tell them that Guru Nanak Sahib said, in this world there is only one male, and we are all his wives. I used to tell them that we are not males. We are trying to become male. Because he who protects the honor of others, he who comes to rescue us from this world, is the male. The rest of us are all his wives. I was the only son of my parents, and because they wanted to see some happiness, they wanted to see my wedding. They pressured me very much to get married, and they even said that if I would not get married, they would jump in a well and finish their lives. But I told them, no, it is not for me. I won't marry any woman. Because I did not want to hurt their feelings, I had to explain to them that I could not get married. I wept in front of them, and somehow I convinced them that it was not for me. There was a merchant in the town of Shergar who had lost his son when he was very young, and he went mad because he was his only son. Day and night he was always calling his son's name, and he was always weeping. My father came to know about that man, and because I was very much detached from the family, because I wanted to do the devotion, and because I had told my father, I am not your man, he wanted to show me what that pain looks like, the pain of a father when his son is not with him. He wanted to show me so that I would change and become attached to him. He brought me to that person and he told me, you see, his son left the body 20 years ago, but he is still remembering him, and he is suffering so much that he is calling his name day and night and waiting for him to come. Do you see how much pain a father experiences when he has lost his son? He did this only to teach me that he also had this pain. I told him lovingly, Father, there is something more precious than a son, which a man has to realize, and which is separated from him for ages and ages, and that is Almighty God. When my father heard this reply, he didn't have anything to say. He understood what I meant. In that way, although I had not seen that power, and I knew nothing about that power, still, I was waiting for that power to come. I did not even know whether or not that power was manifesting in this world or not, but still I was waiting for him to come. Always, day and night, this request was going on before him. Whether you know me or not, whether I know you or not, still, please come to my door and quench my thirst. Once my father took me to Baba Bishandas because he thought that maybe I was in the control of some spirit or ghost, and that was why I was always searching for saints or beloveds of God. My father did not like the fact that I did not show any interest in doing the worldly things, and he wanted Baba Bishandas to treat me because my father thought I was sick. He took me to Baba Bishandas and told him, look at him very carefully, because he remains sad and won't do any worldly things. Baba Bishandas looked at me, and he told my father, oh, old man, this man is of no use to you. At that time, I was very skinny, and I thought that maybe it was because of my thin body that this Baba was saying that I was of no use. But now I realize what he meant. He meant that I was of no use to the family. Then my father told Baba Bishandas, do something to my son. So Baba Bishandas laughed, and he said, all right, I will do something for him, but still he won't be of any use to you. And this is true, that Baba Bishandas did a great thing for me. He put his gracious hand on my head, so that after that, I never took any interest in the worldly work. We'll leave off there and continue with the satsang that Sanchi gave in May of 1977, May 10th, 1977, here at Santpani. This is on a hymn of Sajobai. The talk was called Of God and the Guru. And we'll continue with lines from the hymn. God gave me the company of five thieves. Master saw that I was an orphan and freed me from them. And we're in the middle of the hymn, and Sajobai has been saying, this is what God did for me, and this is what the Guru did for me. So she's making that distinction, making her point about God and the Guru. Now Sajobhai says, what has that God done for me? He gave me 5 dacoits within myself. Now you can see that even if one dacoit or one thief is coming into our house, he does not leave anything behind. He takes whatever we have. So what to say about 5 dacoits? And she says, God gave me 5 dacoits, but what has Master done for me? Master understood me as an orphan, and he saved me from all these 5 dacoits. After giving me Nam, he saved me from the 5 dacoits. Lust, anger, greed, attachment, egoism, they are the 5 dacoits, or bandits, and they're very great dacoits. They are rising from within us, and they are destroying us from within. So Kabir says, awake, traveler. In your town, the thieves are coming. All the people who are sleeping, get up. In your own town, the dacoits and thieves are coming. And seeing them asleep, the dacoits are carrying away all their wealth. Lust, anger, greed, attachment, and egoism trouble those who forget their real wealth after coming into this world. Only they are tortured by these 5 dacoits. So, Sajobhai says, I don't want to remember God because God attached me to the 5 dacoits. But my master understood. My master had pity on me, saw that I was an orphan, and saved me from these 5 dacoits. And from the hymn, God threw me into the snare of family. Master has cut the shackles of attachment. Now Sajobhai says, what else has God put within me? The desire to have a family. You see, when we come into this world, and especially after we grow up, we try to have a family. We always want to have relatives. We ourselves know that there is not happiness in a wife. There is not happiness in a family. There is no happiness in worldly affairs. But still, we are very much attached to all these things. So she says, God filled me with the desire of having a family, but Master cut the shackles of the attachment from within. Master says that neither your family nor your sons and daughters, not even your body, nor any of your worldly wealth are going to accompany you. The only thing which is going to accompany you is your master, Shabda or Nam. And again from the hymn, God involved me in pleasure and pain. Uniting with him, Master liberated me from pleasure and pain. And now she says, what has God done for me? God brought me into this body and then gave me disease. He kept pleasures in me, and the more I enjoyed the pleasures, the more my body enjoyed the pleasures, the more the disease kept coming into my body. But Master showed me the practice of union, and he united me with God. From the hymn, God deluded me with the theory of good and bad deeds. Master made me realize my own self. Now Sajobhai says, after that, what did God tell me? God told me that if you do good deeds, you will go to heaven, and if you do bad deeds, you will go to hell. And according to his instructions, I was always coming and going to and from the hells and heavens, and I was involved only in this coming and going. But when my master came and I met him, he neither showed me the heavens nor talked about hell. He showed me the light of my own soul. Rabia Basri was a Muslim saint, and she says in her writing, "O God, if it were in my control, I would have burnt all your heavens and thrown all your hells into the ocean, so that no one would do your devotion with the desire of going to heaven or the fear of burning in hell. Whoever did your devotion would do it only for the love of uniting with you." And the final lines from the hymn, "God hid himself from me, but Master made me see him burning in the lamp of divine light within me." Now, Sajobai says, what has God done for me? God hid himself within me so that I was not aware of him. He didn't tell me that he was hiding within me. And even though he was there, I was still coming and going in this world. I was not liberated from this world. But when I met the Master, Master lit the lamp of knowledge within me, and he showed me that my God, my beloved, is within me. She says further, what else has God done? He made many rishis and munis, many hermits, many holy places of pilgrimage. And it was preached by those priests that these are holy places, and those who come here, and those who do these particular rites and rituals, only they will get heaven in their next life. But who knows where one will be in his next life? Still, I was involved in that illusion, and that was made by God himself. But when I met my Master, Master cleared up all my illusions because he showed me the truth. Now, Sajobai's Master was Charandas. And she says, I sacrifice my body, my mind for my Master because I need him. I can forget God, but I cannot give up my Master because I need him. In this hymn, Sajobai has lovingly differentiated between God and the Guru. She has very clearly explained to us how God brought her into this world and into this body, and how Guru liberated her from this body, and how he cut the cycle of births, the coming and going from this world. She has explained how God involves the soul with the five dacoits, and how the Master comes and saves the soul from those five dacoits. How God traps the soul in the snare of family and worldly relations, and how Master cuts the shackles of attachment. In this way, Sajobai has pointed out the difference between God and Master. And that is why she says, I can forget God, but I cannot forget Master, because my Master has done so many things for me in comparison to the work of God. And in the magazine where that talk was printed, at the end of it, there is a quote from Sanchi, who says, why do I always praise Master Kripal, and why am I so grateful to him? Consider that if one man loses some gold and somebody helps him to get back the gold, with which he makes many buildings and other things, whom do you think he will thank? Will he thank the gold, or that man who helped him to get back his gold? In the same way, Master Kripal Singh Ji united us back with the long-separated God. So I am always grateful to him that he has united me and us with our long-separated God who resides within. That is the reason why I am always grateful to him. He is the King of Kings. He is the donor. He is full of mercy, and he came down to be kind to us and to love us. And This is a couple of selections from letters that were printed in the magazine under the title, The Making of a Man. These are letters from Master Kripal. So these are letters to disciples. And this one says, "You are correct in your assumption that the path of the masters is the path of pure bhakti. The pearl of divine knowledge can be preserved securely in the casket of bhakti, or loving devotion. Bhakti, in its pure and pristine form, is love divine. But one must practice the elements of all yogas, although not in their extreme degrees, in order to obtain the fruits of this path. For example, the practice of Hatha Yoga is inherent in the fact that we must lead a clean, chaste life, living in accordance with the laws of nature, by eating sattvic foods to ensure that the body gets a reasonable amount of exercise, and to abstain from all harmful habits or activities that will affect our physical health. Similarly, the arts of Jnana Yoga and Raja Yoga are inherent in the diary form that you are asked to maintain every month. The observances of non-violence or control of anger, of truthfulness and chastity, are all qualities that must be built into the mental habits of the mind and become second nature before the mind will be purified from its present dross and dirt. The correct practice of these ennobling virtues will give you the full fruit of Jnana Yoga, which is self-knowledge. The form of bhakti that you are asked to develop has nothing to do with the emotions. You are asked to develop love for and faith in the Master and to obey his commandments. If you can do this, and it is by no means easy to obey the commandments of the Master, you will have that bhakti which will give your soul its freedom far quicker than the most accurate practice of Raja or Jnana Yoga can give you." And another letter, and Master says, "There are basically two stages to be gone through before the struggling disciple rises above body consciousness and begins to enjoy the spiritual disciplines and to firmly tread the path of spirituality. The first stage is where the disciple has little or no knowledge of self-introspection and is in a state of abysmal ignorance. The second stage is when the disciple begins to realize that he has innumerable faults and failings which must be corrected before he can hope to rise above body consciousness, at which state this path really begins. This second stage, which is for most a long, drawn-out struggle with the lower tendencies of the mind, is known as man-making. Spirituality, or rising from the lower realms of existence to the higher realms of untold bliss and harmony, is not difficult. It is the man-making which is difficult. There's no specific limit, time limit, for this second stage. It all depends on the disciple's aptitude for self-discipline, obedience to the commandments of the Master, and developing a love for him. It is the self-assertive ego which is the last obstacle to be conquered. And this cannot be done until the soul begins to come into its own and has some glimmerings of its true nature, which has the result of developing in the disciple a natural humility. This is not to be confused with an attitude of servility, mind you. True humility has strength, but is nevertheless not self-assertive. Although the gracious Master Power is ever at hand to help the disciple in this struggle, it is something which the disciple must go through himself. Nobody else can do this for him. You have been put on the way and have been given some capital to start with, which still exists with you. A seed has been planted in you, which one day must surely fructify. And you have, as your constant companion, the Master in his subtle form of light and sound. He is also quite capable of manifesting to you his charming, radiant form when you have learnt to rise above body consciousness. It is not reasonable to expect to attain to the higher planes without first perfecting yourself to a great degree. As in worldly studies, in which it is not unusual to spend 20 years or more to obtain the necessary qualifications to fit yourself for a career, so even greater is the time and effort that must be put in by the disciple before he can be made a fitting vessel to receive the truths of his own soul and of God. It is a very odd outlook that some have, to expect self and God realization in a short time and with little labor, while the same people are willing to toil for years to obtain the pot of porridge that is all that this world has to offer. And our final reading begins with a hymn that Master Kripal wrote to Baba Sawan Singh, and it's titled To Sawan in His Illness. And evidently this was written at the time of Sawan Singh's period of final illness. And Master says, I will sacrifice myself for the wonderful glimpses of you. Your eyes are intoxicated and full of simplicity. In them is the heavenly light. Your face is lovely and bewitching. It captivates my heart. Although I am at a distance, whenever I see your gesture, it brings solace to the heart. And there's a little note here that says that Bibi Harbdevi, Taiji, commented on this line saying that during Master Sawan Singh's final illness, he only gave darshan by coming to the window of his house. And she said that he always would find Master Kripal somewhere in the crowd below and would give him some direct gesture with his hand or with his eyes or his head to tell him that things were all right. So although I am at a distance, whenever I see your gesture, it brings solace to my heart. Otherwise, I am restless because physically you are ill. It is only your gesture with which I comfort my heart a little. Now I am sitting at your threshold and I want you to bless me with your darshan. Although you know that your words are sweeter than honey, yet the promise that you gave me, that you would be with me forever, that promise has not come true. Now you know that I am in these pangs because the promise has not come true, and there is a physical separation. Give me the alms of your darshan. I am sitting at your threshold. I will not leave your threshold until I get your darshan again. I pray that that house, through the windows of which you give us your darshan, should remain intact forever. And these are comments on that hymn that Master Kripal gave in Kashmir in June of 1973. This is a poem, you see, that I have written. I have transcended certain bounds, but have given the truth. I wrote that you have been giving me a promise that you would be with me all along. But I saw in 1927, 21 years before he left, that he was leaving the body, the physical plane. This is the promise. He used to say, I will be with you forever. In 1927, and he left the physical body in 1948, 21 years before he left, I wrote a poem in which I said, you're going away, you're leaving us. I saw that in a vision. The master said, this has become known to him. He just referred to that. He had said, I will be with you forever, I will never leave you behind. And here are the words in the Gurmat Siddhant. Gurmat Siddhant is the great book on spirituality that Master wrote when he was a disciple. In there it is told of Khwaja Mohammed and Zazari Mahatma. When Zazari Mahatma left the body, his disciple came up and simply laid down on the tomb, and he said, without thee, O Lord, life is nothing. And he died. The master asked me to repeat this four times. He was reminding me that I will be leaving the earth. And this is the thing that I referred to before. He never leaves, of course. To be in the physical presence of the master is a great blessing. He's never away, but there are two aspects in the physical body. So this refers to that. And what promise? I will be with him always. To be with the physical master is a great blessing, you see. What you can get in the living master's physical presence, with little difficulty, can be had at a distance only by those who develop receptivity. Still, that is enchanting, what you say, intoxicating. So all through my poems you won't find any happiness. From 1927, 3 years after my initiation physically, I wrote so many poems. Not a single poem is without pathos, without sadness, because I have seen every moment that he may be leaving. So please make the best use of the time that you are here. And we are listening to a talk of June 1994, a satsang that Sanchi gave in Accra, Ghana.
Am Krishan se ko bado tin hu pi gur keen teen loke nay ka gur agge adin.
He says that who was greater than Lord Rama and Krishna? They were the rulers of the three worlds, but still they had to go to the masters and they had to bow down at his feet.
Beshak maya aur man adiyal han, jabardast han, lekin inhan nu vas karan di vi jugti hai, pure sant sadguran de charna vich jaake, unna to jugti leke, naam di kamai karke, jadon assi aap de andar naam da diva jagwa lene hai, jad saade andar prakash ho janda hai, ਉਸ ਵੇਲੇ ਇਹ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਮਨ ਦੇ ਪੰਜੇ ਕਾਮ ਕ੍ਰੋਧ ਲੋ ਮੋਹ ਹੰਕਾਰ ਕਰਿੰਦੇ ਹਨ ਇਹ ਸਾਰੇ ਪਤੰਗੇ ਸੁਆਹ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ ਜਲ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ
ਈਵਨ ਦੋ ਦ ਮਾਈਂਡ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਮਾਇਆ ਆਰ ਵੈਰੀ ਸਟਰੋਂਗ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਆਰ ਵੈਰੀ ਆਬਸਟਿਨੇਟ ਵਨ ਬਟ ਸਟਿਲ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਵੇ ਥਰੂ ਵਿਚ ਵਨ ਕੈਨ ਕੌਂਕਰ ਦ ਮਾਈਂਡ ਐਂਡ ਮਾਇਆ ਐਂਡ ਦੈਟ ਵੇ ਔਰ ਦੈਟ ਪ੍ਰੈਕਟਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਵਿਦ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਬਾਈ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਟੂ ਦ ਪਰਫੈਕਟ ਮਾਸਟਰ and learning the technique, learning the practice through which we can conquer our mind and the maya. When we do that, the darkness is removed from our within and in its place the light prevails. So when the light of the knowledge prevails within us after removing the darkness of the ignorance, then all these five workers of the mind and the maya, all these five moths, they are burnt and one becomes free from the influence of the mind and maya.
ਜਿਸਨੇ ਵੀ ਮਨ ਨੂੰ ਵਸ ਵਿੱਚ ਕੀਤਾ ਹੈ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਲੱਜਤ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਹੀ ਵਸ ਵਿੱਚ ਕੀਤਾ ਹੈ
He who has controlled the mind has done so only by giving the mind the taste of the Shabad Naam.
मन का स्रोत दूसरी रूहानी मंजिल त्रिकुटी है। जब असि मन सिमरन के जरिए तीसरे तिल से एकागर करके स्थूल सूक्ष्म सारे पर्दे ला के दूसरे रूहानी मंडल के उत्ते लै जाने हैं, मन आपके स्रोत लीन हो जाता है, आत्मा इस दे पंजे तो आजाद होके निज घर पहुंच जाती है।
The origin of our mind is in the second plane, is in the second spiritual plane, it is in the Trikuti. And when by doing the Simran and concentrating at the eye center, when we are able to take our mind to the second plane, over there the mind remains there, it goes back to its origin, and our soul becomes free from the clutches of the mind. And becoming free from the clutches of the mind, our soul goes back to her origin.
ਪਿਆਰੋ ਜਿੰਨਾ ਚਿਕਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਮਨ ਨੂੰ ਇਸਦੇ ਸਰੋਤ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਨਹੀਂ ਬਚਾਉਂਦੇ ਗਏ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਚਿਕਰ ਇਸ 'ਤੇ ਵਿਸ਼ਵਾਸ ਕਰ ਲੈਣਾ ਜਾਂ ਲੱਤ ਪਸਾਰ ਕੇ ਪੈ ਜਾਣਾ ਆਪਣੇ ਆਪ ਨਾਲ ਧੋਖਾ ਕਰਨ ਹੈ। ਪਤਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਮਨ ਨੇ ਕਿਹੜੇ ਵੇਲੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਅੰਦਰੋਂ ਕਿਸ ਬੁਰਿਆਈ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਫਸਾ ਦੇਣਾ ਹੈ।
Dear ones, unless we take our mind back to its origin, to have faith in him or to believe in him or to rely on him, is a great mistake, is a great illusion, because we do not know that when this mind is going to deceive us.
ਸੰਤਾਂ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਮਿਹਨਤਾਂ ਇਸੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਕਰੀਆਂ ਕਿ ਮਨ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਕੋਲ ਇਸੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਕੀਤਾ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਸੰਤਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਮਨ ਲੱਜਤ ਦਾ ਆਸ਼ਿਕ ਹੈ। ਜਿੰਨਾ ਚਿਕਰ ਇਸ ਨੂੰ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਵਿਸ਼ੇ ਵਿਕਾਰਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਉੱਚੀ ਔਰ ਸੁੱਚੀ ਲੱਜਤ ਨਹੀਂ ਮਿਲਦੀ ਗੀ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਚਿਕਰ ਮਨ ਕਾਬੂ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਹੀ ਨਹੀਂਗਾ।
ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਵਾਈ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਹੈਵ ਫੌਟ ਵਿਦ ਦ ਮਾਈਂਡ, ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਵਾਈ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਹੈਵ ਵਰਕਡ ਸੋ ਹਾਰਡ, ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਦੇ ਨੋ ਦੈਟ ਦ ਮਾਈਂਡ ਕੈਨੋਟ ਕਮ ਅੰਡਰ ਅਵਰ ਕੰਟਰੋਲ, ਦ ਮਾਈਂਡ ਕੈਨੋਟ ਬੀ ਕੰਟਰੋਲ ਅਨਲੈਸ ਵੀ ਗਿਵ ਹਿਮ ਸਮ ਟੇਸਟ ਵਿਚ ਇਜ਼ ਹਾਇਰ ਦੈਨ ਦ ਟੇਸਟ ਆਫ ਦ ਵਰਲਡਲੀ ਪਲੇਜਰਸ।
ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਰਾਮ ਨਾਮ ਮਨ ਵੇਦਿਆ ਅਵਰ ਕੇ ਕਰੀ ਵਿਚਾਰ।
ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਵਾਈ ਆਰ ਯੂ ਥਿੰਕਿੰਗ ਐਨੀਥਿੰਗ ਐਲਸ, ਯੂ ਕੈਨ ਕੰਟਰੋਲ ਯੂਰ ਮਾਈਂਡ ਓਨਲੀ ਵਿਦ ਦ ਨਾਮ ਆਫ ਲਾਰਡ।
ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੇ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਲੱਜਤ ਮਨ ਨੂੰ ਦੇ ਦਿੱਤੀ ਹੈ, ਆਪ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਲੱਜਤ ਤੋਂ ਹੋਰ ਕੀ ਉੱਚੀ ਲੱਜਤ ਹੀ ਨਹੀਂ।
ਦੋਜ਼ ਵੇਅਰ ਗਿਵਨ ਦ ਟੇਸਟ ਆਫ ਦ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਟੂ ਦ ਮਾਈਂਡ, ਹੀ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਦਰ ਇਜ਼ ਨੋ ਟੇਸਟ ਹਾਇਰ ਦੈਨ ਦ ਟੇਸਟ ਆਫ ਦ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ।
ਸੋ ਗੌਰ ਨਾਲ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਪਲਟੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਦਾ ਛੋਟਾ ਜਿਹਾ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਹੈ, ਗੌਰ ਨਾਲ ਸੁਣਨ ਵਾਲਾ ਹੈ।
ਸੋ ਅ ਬ੍ਰੀਫ ਹਿਮ ਆਫ ਪਲਟੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਇਜ਼ ਪ੍ਰੈਜ਼ੈਂਟਡ ਟੂ ਯੂ, ਲਿਸਨ ਟੂ ਇਟ ਕੇਅਰਫੁਲੀ।
ਪਲਟੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕੀ ਬਾਣੀ ਤੀਸਰਾ ਭਾਗ ਕੁੰਡਲੀਆਂ ਨੰਬਰ 183 ਮਾਇਆ। ਮਾਇਆ ਠਗਨੀ ਜਗ ਠਗਾ, ਇੱਕ ਹੈ
ਠਗਣੀ ਹੈ, ਤੇਰੇ ਸਾਰੇ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਨੂੰ ਠੱਗ ਲਿਆ ਹੈ। ਸੰਸਾਰ ਹੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਬਲਕਿ ਸਵਰਗਾਂ ਦੇ ਵੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਪਹੁੰਚੇ ਹੈ, ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਅਸੀਂ ਦੇਵਤੇ ਕਰਕੇ ਬਿਆਨ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਉਹ ਵੀ ਇਹਦੀ ਮਾਰ ਤੋਂ ਇਹਦੀ ਠੱਗੀ ਤੋਂ ਬਚ ਨਾ ਸਕੇ।
ਪਲਟੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਮਾਇਆ ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਗ੍ਰੇਟ ਡਿਸੀਵਰ ਐਂਡ ਸ਼ੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਡਿਸੀਵਡ ਦ ਹੋਲ ਵਰਲਡ। ਵਾਟ ਟੂ ਟਾਕ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਦ ਹੋਲ ਵਰਲਡ, ਸ਼ੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਈਵਨ ਡਿਸੀਵਡ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਹੈਵ ਰੀਚਡ ਦ ਹੈਵਨਸ ਐਂਡ ਹੂਮ ਵੀ ਕਾਲ ਐਜ਼ ਅ ਗੋਡਸ ਐਂਡ ਗੋਡੈਸਸ, ਈਵਨ ਦੇ ਵਰ ਨਾਟ ਸਪੇਅਰਡ ਬਾਈ ਦ ਰਿਸੈਪਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਇਆ।
ਸਵਰਗਾਂ ਦਾ ਰਾਜਾ ਇੰਦਰ ਸੀਗਾ। ਇੰਦਰ ਦੇ ਦਿਲ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਖਿਆਲ ਆਇਆ ਕਿ ਗੌਤਮ ਰਿਖੀ ਦੀ ਜੋ ਔਰਤ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਬੜੀ ਸੁੰਦਰ ਹੈ। ਉਸਨੇ ਆਪਦੇ ਦੇਵਤੇ ਚੰਦਰਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਬੁਲਾਇਆ ਕਿ ਵੀ ਉਹਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਮਿਲਣ ਦਾ ਕੋਈ ਉਪਾਅ ਕਰ। ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਕਿ ਸ੍ਰਿੰਗੀ ਜੋ ਗੌਤਮ ਰਿਖੀ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਸਦੇਹਾ 3 ਵਜੇ ਨਹਾਉਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਔਰ ਮੈਂ ਉਸ ਵਕਤ ਮੁਰਗਾ ਬਣ ਕੇ ਬਾਂਗ ਮੈਂ 12 ਵਜੇ ਬਾਂਗ ਦੇ ਦੂੰਗਾ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਹਿੰਦੁਸਤਾਨ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਜਦੋਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਘੜੀਆਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦੀਆਂ ਸੀਗੀਆਂ, ਆਮ ਲੋਕ ਕੁੱਕੜ ਦੀ ਬਾਂਗ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਹੀ ਉੱਠਦੇ ਸਨ। ਇਹ ਵੀ ਇੱਕ ਕਿਸਮ ਦੀ ਘੜੀ ਸੀ ਕਿ 3 ਵਜੇ ਬੋਲਦਾ ਹੈ। ਸੋ ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਜਦੋਂ ਬਾਹਰ ਗੰਗਾ ਤੇ ਨਹਾਉਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਗਿਆ, ਇੰਦਰ ਉਸਦੇ ਘਰੇ ਦੇਵਤਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਸੀਗਾ, ਦੇਵਤਾ ਦਾ ਰਾਜਾ ਸੀ, ਉਹ ਤੁਸ ਗਿਆ, ਜਾ ਕੇ ਆਪਦੀ ਹਵਸ਼ ਪੂਰੀ ਕਰਨ ਕਰੀ। ਗੌਤਮ ਰਿਖੀ ਜਲਦੀ ਘਰ ਨੂੰ ਆ ਗਿਆ। ਜਦੋਂ ਵਾਪਸ ਆਇਆ, ਉਸਨੇ ਦੇਖਿਆ ਕਿ ਚੰਦਰਮਾ ਜੋ ਕੁੱਕੜ ਬਣਿਆ ਫਿਰਦਾ ਸੀਗਾ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਦੇਵਤੇ ਜੋ ਚਾਹੇ ਰੂਪ ਧਾਰਨ ਕਰ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਹੈ, ਉਸਦੇ ਉਸਨੇ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਆਪਦੀ ਗਿੱਲੀ ਚਾਦਰ ਮਾਰੀ, ਦਾਗ ਲਾ ਦਿੱਤਾ, ਔਰਤ ਨੂੰ ਸ਼ਰਾਪ ਦੇ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਕਿ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਨਾ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਤੇਰੇ ਮਰਦ ਦਾ, ਤੂੰ ਛਲ ਵਿੱਚ ਆ ਗਈ ਹੈ ਜਾਂ ਤੂੰ ਸਿਰ ਪੱਥਰ ਹੋ। ਔਰ ਇੰਦਰ ਨੂੰ ਸ਼ਰਾਪ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਕਿ ਤੂੰ ਇੱਕ ਇਸ ਬਕਵਾਸ ਤੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਘਰ ਅੰਦਰ ਆਇਆ ਹੈ, ਤੇਰੇ ਸਰੀਰ ਤੇ ਹਜ਼ਾਰੋਂ ਐਸੀਆਂ ਭਗਾ ਹੋ ਜਾਣ। ਸੋ ਜਦ ਸਵਰਗਾਂ ਦਾ ਰਾਜਾ ਇੰਦਰ ਠੱਗ ਲਿਆ ਇਸਨੇ, ਤੋ ਪਿਆਰੇ ਹੋਰ ਦੇਵਤੇ ਦੀ ਕੀ ਬਾਤ ਹੈ?
ਇੰਦਰਾ ਵਾਸ ਦ ਕਿੰਗ ਆਫ ਦੀ ਹੈਵਨਸ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਥੋਟ ਦੈਟ ਦ ਵਾਈਫ ਆਫ ਗੌਤਮ ਰਿਸ਼ੀ ਇਜ਼ ਵੈਰੀ ਬਿਊਟੀਫੁਲ, ਸੋ ਹੀ ਕਾਲਡ ਹਿਸ ਅਨਦਰ ਗੋਡ Lord Moon and asked him to find some way through which he could go and meet with the wife of Gautam Rishi. Moon replied that every morning at 3 o'clock Gautam Rishi goes to bathe in the water of the river, and on a certain day at the midnight I will become like a cock and I will raise an alarm, hearing which Gautam Rishi will think that now it is the early morning hour and he will go to bathe. So then you can go and meet with the wife of Gautam Rishi and satisfy yourself. So according to that plan, they did that, because you know that in those days in India, where there were no watches, no clocks, when the cock would raise the alarm in the morning, then people would think that it is the early morning. So according to that, when they did that, Lord Indra went there in the home of the Gautam Rishi, and Moon disguised himself as the cock and he raised the alarm, and Gautam Rishi got up and he went to the river to bathe. And meanwhile Lord Indra went to the home or the hut of Gautam Rishi and he satisfied himself. When Gautam Rishi came back, he saw what had happened. So he cursed Lord Moon. He had his wet sheet with him, so he hit him, he hit the moon, who was at that time in the form of the cock, and in that way the moon got the stain. And he cursed his wife, saying that you did not realize that with whom you were indulging. Since you came in the deception, I am giving you the curse that you will become, that you become stone. And his wife was turned into stone, and he even cursed Lord Indra. So the meaning of saying this is that when even the king of heaven was not spared by the deception of the Maya, what can we talk about the other people? This whole world, this whole creation is under the influence of the deception of the Maya.
Sur nar mun de digai kare ye sab ki
ਬੜਾ ਭਾਰੀ ਤਪ ਕੀਤਾ ਸੀਗਾ। ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨ ਭਗਵਾਨ ਵੀ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਆਦਰ ਕਰਦੇ ਸੀਗੇ। ਜਦ ਉਹ ਸਵਰਗਾਂ ਤੱਕ ਸਵਰਗਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਗਏ, ਉੱਥੇ ਉਰਵਸੀ ਪਰੀ ਨੇ ਉਸਨੂੰ ਠੱਗ ਲਿਆ। ਇਹਨੇ ਹਰ ਇੱਕ ਦੀ ਹਾਸੀ ਕੀਤੀ ਹੈ। ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਨਾਰਦ ਹਮੇਸ਼ਾ ਇਹ ਦਾਅਵਾ ਕਰਦਾ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਕਾਮ ਨੂੰ ਜਿੱਤ ਲਿਆ ਹੈ, ਵਿਸ਼ਨੂੰ ਦੇ ਪਾਸ ਗਿਆ, ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਾ ਜੀ ਮੈਂ ਕਾਮ ਨੂੰ ਜਿੱਤ ਲਿਆ ਹੈ। ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਕਿ ਦੇਖ ਵੀ ਵਕਤ ਆਏ ਤੋਂ ਪਤਾ ਲੱਗੇਗਾ ਵਿਸ਼ਨੂੰ ਭਗਵਾਨ ਨੇ ਮਾਇਆ ਦਾ ਐਸਾ ਰੂਪ ਬਣਾਇਆ, ਇੱਕ ਲੜਕੀ ਦਾ ਸੁੰਬਰ ਬਣਾ ਲਿਆ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਇੱਕ ਛਲ ਸੀਗਾ ਮਾਇਆ ਦਾ। ਉਹਦੇ ਹੱਥ ਉੱਪਰ ਬਾਂਹ 'ਤੇ ਲਿਖ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਕਿ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਇਸ ਨਾਲ ਸ਼ਾਦੀ ਕਰੇਗਾ ਉਹ ਅਮਰ ਹੋ ਜਾਏਗਾ। ਲੋਕ ਇਕੱਠੇ ਖੜ੍ਹੇ ਸਨ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਲੜਕੀ ਕੌਣ ਹੈ, ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਇੱਥੇ ਖੜ੍ਹੀ ਹੈ। ਨਾਰਦ ਵੀ ਚਲਿਆ ਗਿਆ, ਉਸਨੇ ਬਾਂਹ ਦੇ ਉੱਪਰ ਪੜ੍ਹਿਆ ਲਿਖਿਆ ਸੀਗਾ ਕਿ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਇਸ ਨਾਲ ਸ਼ਾਦੀ ਕਰੇਗਾ ਉਹ ਅਮਰ ਹੋ ਜਾਏਗਾ। ਫੌਰਨ ਮਾਇਆ ਦੇ ਪ੍ਰਭਾਵ ਹੇਠ ਆਇਆ ਕਿ ਏਕ ਪੰਥ ਦੋ ਕਾਜ, ਮੈਂ ਤਾਂ ਸੁੰਦਰ ਇਸਤਰੀ ਮਿਲਦੀ ਹੈ ਨਾਲੇ ਅਮਰ ਹੋ ਜਾਵਾਂਗੇ। ਫਿਰ ਖਿਆਲ ਆਇਆ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਤਾਂ ਜੰਗਲਾਂ ਪਹਾੜਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਰਹਿਣ ਵਾਲਾ ਹੈ, ਤਪੱਛੀ ਹੈ, ਸ਼ਾਇਦ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਵਰੇ ਨਾ। ਵਿਸ਼ਨੂੰ ਦੇ ਪਾਸ ਗਿਆ ਕਿ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਅੱਛਾ ਜਿਹਾ ਮੂੰਹ ਦੇ ਦਿਓ, ਮੈਨੂੰ ਉਹ ਲੜਕੀ ਪਸੰਦ ਕਰ ਲਵੇ। ਭਗਵਾਨ ਨੂੰ ਆਪਦੇ ਭਗਤ ਪਿਆਰੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਉਸਨੂੰ ਬਾਂਦਰ ਦਾ ਮੂੰਹ ਦੇ ਦਿੱਤਾ। ਸੋਮਵਾਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਬਹੁਤ ਸਾਰੇ ਆਏ, ਉਹ ਲੜਕੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਮਾਇਆ ਦਾ ਛਲ ਸੀ ਉਹਦੇ ਕੋਲ ਦੀ ਲੰਘ ਜਾਵੇ। ਨਾਰਦ ਨੇ ਸੋਚਿਆ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਸੋਹਣਾ ਬਣ ਕੇ ਆਇਆ ਸੀਗਾ, ਇਹਨੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਗਲ ਵਿੱਚ ਮਾਲਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਪਾਈ, ਸ਼ਾਇਦ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਦੇਖਿਆ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੋਏਗਾ। ਉਹ ਅਗਲੇ ਪਾਸੇ ਫਿਰ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਖੜ ਗਿਆ। ਜੋ ਹੋਰ ਉੱਥੇ ਖੜੇ ਸੀ ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ, ਤੂੰ ਐਵੇਂ ਟੱਪਦਾ ਫਿਰਦਾ ਬਾਂਦਰ ਦੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਆਪਦੀ ਸ਼ਕਲ ਤਾਂ ਦੇਖ। ਜਦ ਪਾਣੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਸ਼ਕਲ ਦੇਖੀ ਤਾਂ ਗੁੱਸਾ ਆਇਆ, ਵਿਸ਼ਨੂੰ ਨੂੰ ਸਰਾਫ ਦੇ ਦਿੱਤਾ। ਵਿਸ਼ਨੂੰ ਭਗਵਾਨ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ, ਮੈਨੂੰ ਸਰਾਫ ਦੀ ਲੋੜ ਨਹੀਂ, ਮੈਨੂੰ ਆਪਦੇ ਭਗਤ ਨੂੰ ਬਚਾਉਣ ਦੀ ਲੋੜ ਹੈ।
Durvasa Muni had done a lot of austerities and even Lord Krishna used to respect him a lot. But when he went to the heavens, over there the fairy Urvashi deceived him. In the same way, Narada had this pride that he had conquered the lust. So he went to Lord Vishnu and told him that, "Oh Lord, I have conquered the lust and I am greatest of all." So Lord Vishnu said that, "Well, we will see when the time will come." So Lord Vishnu wanted to save his disciple Narada from this pride. So that is why he created a deception of the Maya. What he did was that he created one woman and he announced that whoever will marry this woman will become immortal. And he performed a swayamvar, which means that many people who want to get married, who want to marry a particular woman, they all go there and then it is for the woman to decide that whom she wants to marry. So in that feast, everyone was invited and Narada also went there. But before going, he thought that, "Let me go back to my master and ask him to make me the most beautiful one in this world so that that woman would marry me." So he went there and he asked his master, "Master, please give me the most beautiful face so that I could be married, I could be chosen by that woman." Now his master wanted to save him, so he did not give him the most beautiful face. Instead, he made him like a monkey. He gave him the face of the monkey. But Narada did not knew about that. He did not know about that. And he thought that he was the most beautiful one. So when he went there in the swayamvar, that woman came there and passed by Narada a couple of times without giving any attention to Narada. Narada thought that maybe she has not seen him. So again, he would go and stand in front of her. And still she would not pay any attention to him. But when he was jumping from here and there, trying to get the attention of the woman, the other people who were there, they said, "Well, why don't you go and look at yourself in the mirror? You have this face of monkey and do you expect that woman to marry you?" So when he went there and looked at his own self in the surface of the water, then he realized that he had the face of the monkey, and then he realized that his master had deceived him. So he cursed his master, but his master replied that, "I don't mind if you curse me, but I wanted to save you." So the meaning of saying this is that the Maya has deceived many great souls, those who performed many great austerities, and those who were very devoted, and they had done, and those who had done a lot of devotion of Lord, even they were deceived by the Maya.
Narad Muni Kothga Chal शंकर
ਤੁਸੀਂ ਅਨੁਰਾਗ ਸਾਗਰ ਨੂੰ ਪੜ੍ਹਿਆ ਹੈ, ਪੜ੍ਹਨਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਹੈ। ਉੱਥੇ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਤਿੰਨਾਂ ਦੇਵਤਿਆਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਕਹਾਣੀਆਂ ਆਉਂਦੀਆਂ ਹੈ, ਬਰਮਾ, ਵਿਸ਼ਨੂੰ, ਸ਼ਿਵ। ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਕਿ ਸ਼ਿਵ ਵੀ ਮੋਹਣੀ ਰੂਪ ਦੇ ਮਗਰ ਤੁਰਿਆ ਫਿਰਿਆ।
You might have read Anurag Sagar. If not, you should read it. And in Anurag Sagar, the stories of these three gods, these three deities, Brahma, Vishnu and Shiv come. So here he says that even Shiva was chasing after the beauty.
Sringi Rikhi Ji, kai dafa kahani sunai hai. Main eh vi dasda hunna hai ki jitne rikhiyan muniyan de purana vich naam aunde hai, ਉਹ ਕੋਈ ਮਾੜੇ ਬੰਦੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਨ, ਉਹ ਬੜੇ ਬਹਾਦਰ ਸਨ, ਸੂਰਮੇ ਸਨ। ਤੁਸੀਂ ਦੇਖ ਲਓ, ਇੱਕ ਘੰਟਾ ਵਿਆਸ 'ਤੇ ਬੈਠਦੇ ਹੋ, ਕਦੇ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੋ ਇੱਧਰੋਂ ਸਰੀਰ ਦੁਖਦਾ ਹੈ, ਕਦੇ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਗੋਡੇ ਦੁਖਦੇ ਆ, ਕਿੰਨੀਆਂ ਕਿੰਨੀਆਂ ਆਪਣੀਆਂ ਸ਼ਿਕਾਇਤਾਂ ਹੁੰਦੀਆਂ ਹਨ। ਕਿਸੇ ਨੇ 60,000 ਵਾਰਾ ਤਪ ਕੀਤਾ, ਕਿਸੇ ਨੇ 84,000 ਵਾਰਾ ਤਪ ਕੀਤਾ ਹੈ। ਕੋਈ ਬਹਾਦਰੀ ਦਾ ਕੰਮ ਸੀ, ਕੋਈ ਮਾਮੂਲੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੀ।
Many times I have told you the story of Sringi Rishis. I have often told you that all these rishis and munis and all these great people who are mentioned in the holy scriptures, in the Puranas, they were not bad people. In fact, they were very strong and very courageous people, because it takes a lot to perform the austerities and to do the devotion as they had done. You know that when you sit here for 1 hour in the meditation, how many times you complain, how many times you feel the pain and you feel the need to move from one place to another. So these great men, some of them meditated and did the devotion, performed the austerities for 60,000 years. Someone did for 84,000 years. So it was not a small thing which they did. They were very great people. They were very brave and courageous people.
Paltu Sahib kende hai ke Sringi Rikhi bada bahadur siga. Bachpane to hi sansar nu chhad ke ਜੰਗਲਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ ਸੀਗਾ। ਰਾਜੇ ਦਸ਼ਰਥ ਦੇ ਕੋਈ ਔਲਾਦ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਸੀਗੀ। ਜੋਤਸ਼ੀਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਪੁੱਛਿਆ, ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਅਗਰ ਸ੍ਰਿੰਗੀ ਰਿਖੀ ਜੱਗ ਕਰਾਵੇ ਤਾਂ ਬੱਚਾ ਹੋ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ। ਹੁਣ ਸ੍ਰਿੰਗੀ ਰਿਖੀ ਨੂੰ ਸ਼ਹਿਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਲਿਆਉਣਾ ਬੜਾ ਮੁਸ਼ਕਲ ਸੀਗਾ। ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਕਿ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਬੜਾ ਇਨਾਮ ਮਿਲੇਗਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਲਿਆਏਗਾ। ਇੱਕ ਔਰਤ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੀ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਲੈ ਆਉਂਗੀ, ਮੇਰੇ ਕੋਲ ਜਾਦੂ ਹੈ। ਉਹ ਔਰਤ ਨੇ ਵੀ ਇੱਕ ਸਾਧੂ ਦਾ ਰੂਪ ਧਾਰਨ ਕਰ ਲਿਆ, ਭਗਵੇਂ ਕੱਪੜੇ ਪਾ ਕੇ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਉਹ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ ਸੀ ਉੱਥੇ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਆਸੇ ਪਾਸੇ ਰਹਿਣ ਲੱਗ ਪਈ। ਉਹ ਕੋਈ ਅੰਨ ਪਾਣੀ ਤਾਂ ਖਾਂਦਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੀਗਾ। ਇੱਕ ਦਫ਼ਾ ਦਰਖਤ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਜਵਾਨ ਲਾਉਂਦਾ ਸੀਗਾ, ਇਹੀ ਉਹਦੀ ਖੁਰਾਕ ਸੀਗੀ। ਉਸ ਔਰਤ ਨੇ ਸਾਰਾ ਕੁਛ ਦੇਖਿਆ, ਉੱਥੇ ਉਹਨੇ ਸ਼ਹਿਦ ਲਾਉਣਾ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਕੀਤਾ। ਜਦੋਂ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਸ਼ਹਿਦ ਮਿੱਠਾ ਲੱਗਿਆ, ਜਿੱਥੇ ਇੱਕ ਵਾਰੀ ਜਵਾਨ ਲਾਉਂਦਾ ਸੀ ਉੱਥੇ 2-3 ਵਾਰੀ ਲਾਉਣ ਲੱਗ ਪਿਆ। ਹੌਲੀ ਹੌਲੀ ਉਹਨੇ ਹਲਵਾ ਲਾਉਣਾ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਕੀਤਾ। ਜਦੋਂ ਹਲਵਾ ਖਾਧਾ ਉਸ ਵੇਲੇ ਸਰੀਰ ਅੰਦਰ ਤਾਕਤ ਆਈ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਜਿੰਨੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਅੱਛੀ ਤੋਂ ਅੱਛੀ ਗਿਜ਼ਾ ਖਾਵਾਂਗੇ ਓਨੀ ਸਰੀਰ ਅੰਦਰ ਤਾਕਤ ਆਉਂਦੀ ਹੈ। ਤਾਕਤ ਜਦੋਂ ਆਉਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਤਾਂ ਉਸ ਵੇਲੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਆਪ ਹੀ ਸਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਮਨ ਹੈ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਉਹ ਵਿਸ਼ੇ ਦਾ ਫਤੂਰ ਖੜਾ ਕਰ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ। ਹੁਣ ਜਦੋਂ ਮਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵਿਸ਼ੇ ਨੇ ਬੇਗ ਜਦੋਂ ਕਾਮ ਨੇ ਬੇਗ ਮਾਰਿਆ, ਉਹ ਔਰਤ ਪਾਸ ਹੀ ਸੀ, ਦੁਨੀਆਦਾਰੀ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਹੋਈ, ਬੱਚੇ ਪੈਦਾ ਹੋਏ। ਇੱਕ ਦਿਨ ਮੌਕਾ ਦੇਖ ਕੇ ਉਹ ਔਰਤ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੀ, ਦੇਖੋ ਬੱਚੇ ਭੁੱਖੇ ਹੈ, ਇੱਥੇ ਇੰਤਜ਼ਾਮ ਨਹੀਂ, ਕੋਈ ਖਾਸ ਕੱਪੜਾ ਹੈ ਨਹੀਂ ਗਾ, ਆਪਾਂ ਸ਼ਹਿਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਚੱਲੀਏ। ਸ੍ਰਿੰਗੀ ਰਿਖੀ ਨੇ ਦੋ ਬੱਚੇ ਕੰਧਿਆਂ ਉੱਪਰ ਉਠਾਏ ਔਰ ਇੱਕ ਦੀ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਉਂਗਲੀ ਫੜੀ, ਇੱਕ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਤੁਰਿਆ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਸੀਗਾ, ਸਾਥ ਔਰਤ ਹੋ ਲਈ। ਆਏ ਰਾਜੇ ਦੇ ਜੱਗ ਕੀਤਾ, ਉੱਥੇ ਬੜੀ ਹੀ ਪਬਲਿਕ ਸ੍ਰਿੰਗੀ ਰਿਖੀ ਦੇ ਦਰਸ਼ਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਖੜੀ ਸੀ। ਕਿਸੇ ਨੇ ਦੇਖ ਕੇ ਤਾਨਾ ਕਸਿਆ ਕਿ ਇਸ ਦੀ ਤਾਂ ਇਤਨੀ ਮਹਿਮਾ ਸੀ, ਇਹ ਤਾਂ ਇਤਨੇ ਬੱਚੇ ਪੈਦਾ ਕਰੀ ਫਿਰਦਾ, ਦੁਨੀਆਦਾਰਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਵੀ ਪੈੜਾ ਹੈ। ਖੈਰ ਸ੍ਰਿੰਗੀ ਰਿਖੀ ਨੂੰ ਹੋਸ਼ ਆਈ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਠੱਗਿਆ ਗਿਆ, ਉਹ ਫਿਰ ਬਣ ਨੂੰ ਪਚ ਗਿਆ।
ਸ੍ਰਿੰਗੀ ਰਿਸ਼ੀ ਵਾਸ ਅ ਵੈਰੀ ਕੋਰੇਜੀਅਸ, ਵੈਰੀ ਸਟਰੋਂਗ ਹਾਰਟਡ ਪਰਸਨ। ਰਾਈਟ ਫਰੋਮ ਹਿਸ ਚਾਈਲਡਹੁੱਡ ਹੀ ਹੈਡ ਲੈਫਟ ਹਿਸ ਹੋਮ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਹੈਡ ਗੋਨ ਇਨ ਦ ਫੋਰੈਸਟ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਵਾਸ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਹਿਸ ਡਿਵੋਸ਼ਨ, ਹੀ ਵਾਸ ਪਰਫਾਰਮਿੰਗ ਦੀ ਆਸਟਰਿਟੀਜ਼। ਇਨ ਦੋਜ਼ ਡੇਜ਼ ਕਿੰਗ ਦਸ਼ਰਥ ਡਿਡ ਨਾਟ ਹੈਵ ਐਨੀ ਚਾਈਲਡ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਵਾਸ ਟੋਲਡ ਦੈਟ ਹੀ ਵੁੱਡ ਗੈਟ ਅ ਚਾਈਲਡ ਓਨਲੀ ਇਫ ਸ਼੍ਰਿੰਗੀ ਰਿਸ਼ੀ ਵੁੱਡ ਕਮ ਬੈਕ ਟੂ ਦ ਸਿਟੀ ਐਂਡ ਪਰਫਾਰਮ ਦੀ ਆਸਟਰਿਟੀ, ਪਰਫਾਰਮ ਦ ਯਜਨਾ ਫਾਰ ਹਿਮ। Now this was something very difficult because Sringi Rishi had decided not to come back to the city. He was so involved in his devotion, and even though King Dashrath had tried so many different things, but still he was not able, he didn't become successful in bringing Sringi Rishi back to the city. So then he announced that whoever will bring Sringi Rishi to the city will be rewarded. So one woman came forward and she said that I have a technique, I have a plan through which I can bring Sringi Rishi. So she went in the forest. She disguised herself as a sadhu and she started living around the place where Sringi Rishi used to live, and she started seeing how Sringi Rishi was doing his daily activities. Sringi Rishi did not used to eat anything. He would not eat any food. Just once a day he would touch one particular tree with his tongue. So that woman saw that, and the place where Sringi Rishi would touch on the tree with his tongue, she once pasted some honey there. Sringi Rishi liked that honey. So earlier he used to touch that tree once with his tongue, but on that day when he tasted the honey, he liked it, so he did it twice. Gradually that woman went on pasting some other food, some nutritious things like halwa and the other things, and in that way Sringi Rishi started liking to eat that food. And you know that when you eat delicious food, strength-giving food, then the wave of lust, which is already within you, comes in the full force, and then you want to indulge in the lust. And that woman was already there nearby. So they indulged, and as a result, a couple of children were born. Now, that woman wanted Sringi Rishi to go back to the city. So one day she said that, you know that here in the forest, we do not have good arrangements, we do not have good cloth, we do not have good food for the children, so let us go back to the city. Sringi Rishi agreed, and he carried two of his children on his shoulders, and one he was carrying in his hand, and the woman was also following him. Now when it was known by the people, when it was made known to the people that Sringi Rishi was coming to the city, they all had gathered outside the city to welcome him. But when they saw that Sringi Rishi was accompanied by the woman and the children on his shoulders, they all laughed and they said that what kind of Rishi he is. He is having so many children. So when he was taunted, then he realized that he was deceived by the Maya, and leaving everything there, he ran back to the jungle.
ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ, ਮਾਇਆ ਹੋਈ ਨਾਗਨੀ ਜਗਤ ਰਹੀ ਲਪਟਾਏ, ਇਸ ਕੀ ਸੇਵਾ ਜੋ ਕਰੇ ਤਿਸੀ ਕੋ ਫਿਰ ਖਾਏ।
ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਮਾਇਆ ਹੈਜ਼ ਬਿਕਮ ਲਾਈਕ ਅ ਫੀਮੇਲ ਸਨੇਕ ਐਂਡ ਸ਼ੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਇਨਵੋਲਵਡ ਐਵਰੀਵਨ। ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਆਰ ਇਨਵੋਲਵਡ ਵਿਦ ਦਿਸ ਫੀਮੇਲ ਸਨੇਕ, ਦਿਸ ਮਾਇਆ, ਐਂਡ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਡੂ ਦ ਸੇਵਾ, ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਡਿਵੋਟ ਟੂ ਦਿਸ ਮਾਇਆ, ਦ ਮਾਇਆ ਇਨ ਦੀ ਐਂਡ ਡਿਵੋਰਸ ਦੈਮ।
ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਯਾਰ ਉਹ ਹੈ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਖਾਣ ਨਾਲ ਬੰਦਾ ਮਰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਇੱਕ ਯਾਰ ਇਹ ਹੈ ਮਾਇਆ ਦਾ ਜਾਲ ਜੋ ਦੇਖਣ ਨਾਲ ਮਰਦਾ ਹੈ।
ਮਾਸਟਰ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਯੂਸ ਟੂ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਦੇਰ ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਪੋਇਜ਼ਨ ਵਿਚ ਅਫੈਕਟਸ ਵੈਨ ਯੂ ਈਟ ਇਟ, ਯੂ ਗੈਟ ਕਿਲਡ ਵਿਦ ਦ ਪੋਇਜ਼ਨ ਵੈਨ ਯੂ ਈਟ ਇਟ, ਬਟ ਦਿਸ ਪੋਇਜ਼ਨ ਔਰ ਦਿਸ ਅਫੈਕਟ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਇਆ ਇਜ਼ ਸੱਚ ਦੈਟ ਜਸਟ ਬਾਈ ਲੁਕਿੰਗ ਐਟ ਇਟ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਅਫੈਕਟਡ।
In our closing bhajan, it's on page 104, Sanchi's bhajan, Guru Kirpala da Mukada. O mind, at least go and see the face of Guru Kirpal. O mind, at least go and tell him the pains of the suffering hearts. O mind, meditate on Nam and give up laziness. Remove the egoism from within. May your life not go empty. The life which you spend without doing devotion, you will not get back the time that is past. You will have to answer in the court of the Lord. You have loved the other's home and did not find out about your own. You will dwell here only for a few days. I sacrifice myself on your path. I make a bed of the eyelids. O Darshan of the Beautiful One, come into my eyes. Come, remove the pain of separation. Erase the pain of the suffering, Ajayb. Since I have had to weep, I forgot how to laugh. O mind, at least go and see the face of Guru Kripal. O mind, at least go and tell him the pains of the suffering hearts.
Guru Kripal da mukra mana jaki thakna zara dardi dila da dukra mana jaki dasna zara Guru Kripal da mukra mana jaki thakna zara dardi dila da dukra mana jaki dasna zara Naam japale mana alas chahde Hangata home nu andaru kadudi Naam japale mana alas chahde Hangata home nu andaru kadudi Kete jaye na jivan sakna mana jake dasana zara Guru Kripal da mukda mana jake thakna zara Dardi dila da dukra mana jake dasana zara Bina bandagi jo vi umara vihave Bitiya sampira hatana ave Bina bandagi jo vi umara vihave Bitiya sampira hatana ave Vich darga de jake ki dasana mana jake dasana zara Guru Kripal da mukda mana jake thakna zara Dardi dila da dukra mana jake dasana zara Begane garda vich prita lagaye Apne gardi te khabar na paaye Begane garda vich prita lagaye Apne gardi te khabar na paaye Din todehi ete vasana mana jake dasana zara Guru Kripal da mukra mana jake thakna zara Dardi dila da dukra mana jake dasana zara Tere rahato me vaari java Ankan diya palka disi javichava Tere rahato me vaari java Ankan diya palka disi javichava ਸੋਨਾ ਦਰਸ਼ਾਂ ਕਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਵਸਨਾ ਮਾਨਾ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਦਸਨਾ ਜੜਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਕੀਰੇ ਫਾਲ ਦਾ ਮੁਕੜਾ ਮਾਨਾ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਠਕਨਾ ਜੜਾ ਡਰ ਦੀ ਦਿਲਾ ਦਾ ਟੁਕੜਾ ਮਾਨਾ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਦਸਨਾ ਜੜਾ ਦੁੱਖ ਵਿਛੋੜ ਦਾ ਆਨਹਤਾਵੋ ਦੁਖੀਏ ਅਜਾਇ ਬਦ ਡਰ ਡਮਿਤਾਵੋ ਦੁੱਖ ਵਿਛੋੜੇਰਾ ਆਨਹਤਾਵੋ ਦੁਖੀਏ ਅਜਾਇ ਬਦ ਡਰ ਡਮਿਤਾਵੋ ਰੋਣਾ ਫੇਗਿਆ ਬੁਲ ਗਿਆ ਹਸਨਾ ਮਾਨਾ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਦਸਨਾ ਜੜਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਕੀਰੇ ਫਾਲ ਦਾ ਮੁਕੜਾ ਮਾਨਾ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਥਕਨਾ ਜੜਾ ਡਰ ਦੀ ਦਿਲਾ ਦਾ ਡੁਕੜਾ ਮਾਨਾ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਦਸਨਾ ਜੜਾ
ਓ ਮਾਇੰਡ ਐਟ ਲੀਸਟ ਗੋ ਐਂਡ ਸੀ ਦ ਫੇਸ ਆਫ ਗੁਰੂ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਓ ਮਾਇੰਡ ਐਟ ਲੀਸਟ Go and tell him the pains of the suffering hearts. May God bless us all.